Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On. For today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined by manager of Lake Darling State Park, Nick Young, to talk about the Nature Wildlife Camp at Lake Darling later this month. So first thing I wanted to get your thoughts on is, could you educate me a little bit on what this camp is about and what animals are at Lake Darling?
Well, they're going to do a number of activities. They're going to split up into groups and figure out what all the park has to offer, figure out what kind of wildlife the park has, get a good experience with nature, and figure out a bunch of different things that they might not have known about nature before.
What kind of wildlife is at Lake Darling that maybe the average person wouldn't think of or that's special to Lake Darling?
Not as many special plants and animals in the area. Pretty standard Iowa habitat and pretty standard fauna as well. There's deer, muskrat, beaver, squirrels, 13-line ground squirrels. You'll find all sorts of plant life, all various trees, songbirds. You'll find a little bit of everything here. Bald eagles are very common here in the park, though. There's a good nesting pair here, or more. So.
And then in years past, what's the takeaway been from the parents? How excited are they to get their kids in this camp?
I would say that a lot of people have got their kids out to somewhere they might not have had a whole lot of experience with. When it comes to some of the nature activities out here, they're very informative in what they do, and they do a really good job teaching kids about things that they might not have known from their parents' experience or school might not teach you about. It's a good time for the kids. They really just come out and have a good time outdoors and enjoy themselves.
There was a Washington County Riverboat Foundation grant to the Friends of Lake Darling to help reduce the cost. Can you tell me a little bit about that and the excitement around that?
Sure. Well, the initial cost going into that was $150 per child that came to the program. And thank you to the Riverboat Foundation and to the Friends Group for putting in for that grant. They will reduce that cost to $50 per student or child. So that has a tremendous impact in getting people in there that may not have been able to afford it before. And we're really appreciative of them for that ability and that generosity. So we're able to offer it to a bigger group of people that we may not have been able to go before.
And then as the park manager, how cool is it for you to get to see these kids come out and enjoy all the beautiful parts of Lake Darling?
Well, I would say stewardship in our parks is a huge deal. And if we had more people interested in outdoors and protecting nature and just having a place to recreate in nature, to get away from the hustle and bustle of day to day, we get more people who are interested in coming out to the parks and developing that early as a kid is a good way to encourage that kind of growth. It also encourages future conservationists to enjoy the parks and create a preservationist mentality in children. It's a really good idea to get them involved because they're the future of our park system, the future of our state, and if we can get them to protect our state's natural areas, then all the more power to them. I'm glad we have the wildlife camp to show them that.
And then would you be able to tell me how people can get registered or find more information about the camp?
We have a Jay Gorsch at University of Iowa is our contact for that. The name is going to be J-A-Y dash Gorsch, G-O-R-S-H at uiowa.edu. And if you contact him, he'd be the one to get you involved in that program. He has the ability to get in there and get the students into the program, and should be pretty sad after that.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Nick Young, park manager of Lake Darling State Park, to talk about the Nature Wildlife Camp at Lake Darling later this month. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.